Sadat kind of looked upon himself as a modern-day pharaoh, the leader of a nation, in fact, the leader of the entire Muslim world. He was a bold, courageous general in his approach, not given to concern about specific issues or details or semantics or the use of words. He saw things in strategic terms, and he wanted an overall settlement. He didn't want to leave to subordinates the responsibility of trying to conclude the more difficult and contentious issues. He was willing to address them himself. He came to Camp David looking for a comprehensive settlement.